internationalization and doctoral studies. And today, it is my pleasure to welcome you all for this to start this spring semester here in Jyväskylä. And a bit of a warm-up, your first, well, I don't know if it's first, it might be that there are some of you already speak Finnish quite well, but let's practice. So I'm going to say good morning, hyvää huomenta to you, and I hope that all of you reply to me in Finnish. So let's try. Hyvää huomenta. Excellent. So that's the first. That's how you can greet all your colleagues and friends at campus every morning. Let's see. And everybody can hear me online
Yes.
as well. Good. So, University of Jyväskylä, we are a strong, internationally attractive research university with societal impact, representing the world leaders in the fields of learning, well-being, and basic natural phenomena. And to start with, I would like to show you a quite new presentation video of University of Jyväskylä. I don't know if you recognize this gentleman here in the center. He is the rector of our university, Jari Ojala. And let's hope that we also get the audio from.
This is the University of Jyväskylä and its beautiful lakeside campus. Here are members.
Sorry, let's try to make it a bit.
Of our community, students, teachers, researchers, innovators ready to change.
Sorry, it's quite. Let's start again.
This is the University of Jyväskylä and its beautiful lakeside campus. Here are members of our community, students, teachers, researchers, innovators ready to change the world. People whose thinking has been shaped by the learning, research, and intellectual curiosity that have been nurtured here for over 160 years. In 1863, Finland's first Finnish language teacher seminary was established in Jyväskylä, laying the foundation for what we now know as the University of Jyväskylä. Since then, our community has grown to include more than 14,000 students, 2,800 experts, and 6 faculties. Today, we are among the world leaders in the fields of learning, well-being, and basic natural phenomena. People are at the core of everything we do. Education is, above all, about making us more aware, empathetic, and innovative. It is a lifelong journey that calls for an open-minded approach to new ideas. Our high-quality and internationally renowned education and research provide people with the skills and knowledge to move society and individuals forward. The University of Jyväskylä is unique. We aim to attract open-minded individuals to join our innovative community that looks boldly towards the future as we strive for societal and scientific impact. This is the University of Jyväskylä.
As you can see, there's still a little bit work to be done with the AI translations. So I don't know, did you notice how many times the name Jyväskylä was spelled wrong? That's why we need research and scientific innovations as well. Now I probably need a bit of help. How do we get? Thank you.
This.
Oh, so it's. And we come back to our faculties and the magnificent campus areas a bit later. But first, I'd like to say a few words about the city of Jyväskylä, which was it just yesterday or the day before was mentioned in some list of the British media, the Sunday Times, as did they call us the coolest city in Europe or something like that? I'll let you find out if it's true and what it means for you. But so Jyväskylä is the seventh largest city in Finland. And the population with an immigrant background increases from year to year. We are a student city, long tradition of higher education, as you saw from the video. And every third person, if you walk here on the streets of Jyväskylä, every third person you meet is likely to be a student. And also, one in three residents holds a higher education degree. So we are very, very long tradition of higher education. We're big enough, yet small enough. So everything is quite near. You can take a bike everywhere. There are hills quite a lot, but that's probably one of the reasons that we are called the capital of sport in Finland. So, for example, we have the Finland's largest outdoor gym, Rantaraitti, which circles around the Jyväsjärvi Lake near the city center. In Jyväskylä, there's also a large variety of cultural activities, music, museums, beautiful architecture, and also the nature here is on your doorstep. So lakes, forests, hills within a walking distance of the city center. And also, the city of Jyväskylä has done a quite nice greetings from Jyväskylä video, which I want to show you as
well. Greetings from the heart of Finnish Lakeland. There are no words to describe the beauty and purity of the nature here.
Greetings from Jyväskylä. I knew I was coming to the capital of sports and outdoor recreation in Finland, but I never imagined that I would become so inspired by Alvar Aalto's architecture and design.
The people are open-hearted, tolerant, and polite. You really matter here. They are youthful, innovative, active, and crazy in a nice way.
There are countless lakes and waterways, hills and ridges, forests, and paths that make me wish they would never end.
I would love to be here when the city turns into a white winter wonderland, when the lakes turn into ice rings, the hills into ski slopes.
It's been fantastic to spend time in a city where Alvar Aalto lived and left so much of his cultural legacy.
What amazes me even more is how easy it is to enjoy the local nature. A few minutes away from the center, I can go swimming, fishing, hiking, and even berry picking. And then there is sauna. You definitely don't want to miss the true Finnish sauna experience.
Here I can really be myself.
You would love your Jyväskylä.
Truly. So everything you saw there, for anyone who has lived in Jyväskylä for a long time, you can probably recognize many of the places there, and it truly is a very beautiful, beautiful city. And I hope that during your time here, you get to enjoy all aspects of our beautiful hometown. Yeah, so as you heard, we have a long, long tradition of higher education in Jyväskylä. So the first Finnish language teacher seminary was established here for men and women in 1863. And that is how the story of University of Jyväskylä started. And right now, here in Seminaarinmäki, we are enjoying European cultural heritage. So this Seminaarinmäki campus was the first site in Finland in 2022 to receive the European Cultural Heritage Label, and also our library building called Lähde is very appreciated and awarded the Finlandia Prize for Architecture also in 2022. The library building is an excellent place for you to study and meet friends and spend time as well. Here are some key figures of our university. So as it was already said, we have six faculties, also five independent institutes. Degree students over 14,000 and 2,800 staff in total, from which teaching and research staff 1,700. We are a multidisciplinary university, and here are the focus areas of research done at the university, which are very well represented in our six faculties. We have three main campus areas. First of all, Seminaarinmäki, where we are now, is the home for our Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences, Faculty of Education and Psychology, and Faculty of Sport and Health Sciences, which, by the way, the Faculty of Sport and Health Sciences is the only one in Finland, one of a kind. Then the other campus areas on both sides of the Jyväsjärvi Lake are Mattilanniemi and Ylistönrinne. On the Mattilanniemi side, there's the Faculty of Information Technology and the University School of Business and Economics. And on the Ylistönrinne side of the lake, across the bridge, there's the Faculty of Mathematics and Science. And also, I'd like to mention one of our independent institutes, the Center of Multilingual Academic Communication, MOVI, which you will know is an important and provider of language and communication courses for you as well. We have over 130 bachelor and master degree programs in Finnish and 21 bachelor and master's degree programs in English. Our first bachelor level degree program is just about to start next fall. So we're very eagerly waiting for that. Until now, we've only had master level degree programs, but we're now also starting the bachelor level degree program in English. And also 18 doctoral programs. I think I already covered the topics here quite well, but especially I know that you're now probably thinking that you're only going to spend one semester here and focusing on courses that you've already selected and how to utilize them in your degree studies back home, but especially if you, during your time here, get interested in probably some of our degree programs and hope to apply someday. It's good to know that in Jyväskylä you can quite, you have very many options to choose from and to combine your personalized cross-disciplinary degree, which is quite unique, and I think that it's very important in today's society that you can build your own degree and your own career and focus on the areas and you are interested in and make combinations that are unique and how you can differ yourself in the labor market when you graduate. We are also an international university, and this is an area that we want to emphasize in the future even more. More than 100 nationalities on our campus, and more than 300 targets for student exchange. And when you are a student at the University of Jyväskylä, you are not only a student in the University of Jyväskylä, you are also a part of Fordham Alliance, a European university network of 9 institutions, which offers a lot of opportunities for our students. Today you are going to hear more about different services that we offer for international students, both degree and exchange students. And I hope, as the image shows, this is from Laajavuori ski center, quite near the city center. I hope that you have courage and curiosity to try new things while you are here in Jyväskylä. But as we know, not always everything goes as planned. And even though everything goes as planned, there are still issues that you might want to discuss with someone, that things that are not necessarily entirely related even to your studies. The university offers well-being support for all of our students. And student life is the umbrella concept to promote overall well-being of students, both inside and outside the classroom. So it's good to know that if you need help, it is available. So you can make the most of your time here and most of your studies. So these are my final words for you today. I hope you make the most of your time at JYU. Set some goals. Be open-minded, curious, as I said. Try to get to know some Finnish students as well. It might seem hard at sometimes, but I'm sure that all of our students are very welcoming and happy to spend time with you. Get involved in the student activities. It's a great time to find meet new people, find new friends, and have a good time. And do not hesitate to ask for help. And I think this is my cue to give the stage to, I don't know, who? so some of our staff members from the International Office of the University of Jyväskylä. But warmly welcome to University of Jyväskylä, and I hope you have the best time during the spring semester here. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, this one next. So welcome also on our behalf from the International Office. We will soon introduce ourselves, but before we get to that, just a few practical things about today and the following orientation days. For those on Zoom, please keep your camera off and your mic muted, because the audio is in this whole room and we will hear everything very loud. And for those who are here in this room, you can ask questions. We have this beautiful Dice microphone that we will throw very gently at you. And you can ask questions by raising your hand at the end of each session if you want. And we will give you the mic and then you can ask. All these sessions are recorded And all the slides and the recordings will be uploaded to the orientation program website, so you will be able to find them later there as well. We will try our best to update them within next week, but it is possible that there might be some delay with the recordings, but next week there should be at least the slides on the website already. But I think we can move on to introductions. I can probably give you a mic. And we can start with Laura.
Good morning, everyone. It's quite funny that I'll get to start because I might be the least useful person for most of you. But hello, everyone. My name is Laura Laamanen, and I work as international coordinator at the International Office, and I'm in charge of ICEP students at our university. So where are you, all the ICEP students? Hi, nice to see you all. If you have any questions, if you want to have a chat, do get in touch with me. You can email me and we can set up an appointment, or actually I should say that you should send me a help you message in instead. But I hope you all enjoy your time here in Jyväskylä. Remember to have fun also along with your studies here, but welcome to Jyväskylä.
Okay, I'll continue next. Hello everyone, welcome to Jyväskylä. My name is Tiina Savela. I work as an international coordinator as well at the international office. I'm in charge of the incoming bilateral exchange students and the incoming Erasmus Global exchange students. So if you are here through one of these programs, you are welcome to contact me with any questions you may have, also throughout the semester, not just in the beginning. And then I have a request for all of you, no matter what your program is. Please remember to stay in touch with your family and friends back home as well. I know you will have a lot of new things to do here, and you will be very busy, but please stay in touch with your family, because I know they will be very worried about you, and they want to know that you are doing okay. So if you haven't called your mom and dad yet, please call them as soon as possible, because if you don't call them, they will call us. So please do that. Thank you, and welcome.
Welcome also on my behalf again. I'm Elisa Pretesi. I'm an international coordinator in charge of incoming Erasmus students, arrival services, and student housing. But this is actually only until January. Then I will move on to some other tasks and responsibilities. And actually, Ville will take over from me, so I will elegantly. Mike.
Thank you so much. That's right. My name is Ville Härsilä. Welcome everyone and hyvää huomenta. I work as a specialist in international affairs at the Student Union. So my main task is to advocate for the interests of our international students. That includes all of you guys here, to make sure that your student rights are fulfilled and they are respected in the university context. In addition to working at the Student Union, I'm also a team member of the International Office, and I coordinate alongside Elisa the tutoring service for all of you guys. But as Elisa said, and having said all of this, I'm actually starting a full-time employee of the International Office in a few weeks, so there will be a new specialist taking my place, and then I will be continuing the excellent work that Elisa has been doing so far, so helping you, answering your questions, and so forth. But I wish you a great start of your exchange.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Vivi Kekäläinen. I'm a trainee at the moment at the International Office, so most of you probably have already sent me some kind of messages before your exchange. We have been talking already. I'm doing all kind of International Office support tasks until the end of this month, and then I will also be at the info desk that we organize two times a week in the library building. So if you have any general questions, worries, anything, you can come to the info desk and let's see what we can do there together. So welcome on my behalf as well, and I hope you enjoy your time here in Finland.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Below at the bottom of this slide, there's also a link to our contact information. So if you have any questions and you want to send us a message or contact us via HelpJYU, which is actually the easiest way, you can find all the information there. But now that we have introduced ourselves, and I thank everyone, you can, if you want to leave, we would like to know a bit about you. So we would like to know where you're coming from. You can go to menti.com and use the code that's in this slide. Meantime. I hope most of you at least have already gotten the code. Okay, let's go see if we got some answers. Okay, we got plenty of answers. Yes. Okay, so we have Germany as the most popular country. And we have Ukraine and France are quite big as well. Czech Republic and Italy. And then someone specified the city even. And someone just wrote, salute. Hello to you too. I think there are no more answers updating, so I think we can declare this poll closed. But thank you for your answers. I'm happy to see that there are many people from many different countries and cities. So welcome to you all. And I think we can continue with our presentation. Yes. So a bit about our timetable. The orientation has started today and will continue after the long weekend that we have because the 6th is a public holiday. So the office will also be closed. And we will continue on the 7th and the 8th of January. So on Tuesday and Wednesday. There's important information covered during these orientation days. So make sure to attend either on campus or if you're on Zoom right now to keep following the sessions on Zoom. As I mentioned, we will update all the slides and recordings to the orientation webpage about 1 week after the orientation at the latest. On Tuesday, so the 7th of January, we will have the faculty information sessions. I believe they have been updated to our orientation webpage, so you will find the location and the time of those sessions. So you can check under what faculty you are and then go to the respective session. So make sure to visit those as well. About today, so we started today with our welcome session and after which we will have a session on academic practices at JYU, followed by a short break and then more information about student housing. I assume most, if not all of you are staying either at COAS or SOIHTU. And then after a lunch break, we will have the university library services and conclude the day with a session about encountering a new culture. We will also have some coffee, tea, and cake in the lobby of this same building. So in the lobby here outside of this lecture hall. And at the same time, we will also be here hosting an info desk in the lobby so that if you already have an arrival certificate document that you need signed, or if you have any questions, you can drop by and we will sign it for you. But if you don't have this document yet, worry not, we will have many other info desks, so you don't have to have it today if you don't have it yet. But at this point, we would like you to talk a bit with each other. I'm assuming you're all seated next to friends and people you know, but if you can try finding someone maybe sitting on the other side that you don't know yet, We would like to ask you, what are your goals? And these can be academic, but also just not academic and related to your exchange, for your exchange. So now you have about 5 minutes to talk with someone next to you and discuss what your goals are and share them with your fellow student.
Se ei paljon heitä auta. Hello. I'm happy to hear that you're having... Hello. Can I have your attention, please? Thank you. I'm happy to see that you're having good conversations, but we have to continue as we have a bit of a tight schedule. But now we would like to ask some of you, what did you talk about? So if there's any volunteers, feel free to raise your hand. If there are no volunteers, we will start throwing the dice. So either way, there's a chance you might get to talk. So does anyone want to share? And it doesn't have to be a long speech, just a few words on. Okay, we have one. One brave volunteer. Ooh. Here is the microphone. Ah, okay. So I'm not the first time a first volunteer. We have spoken with my colleague also from Ukraine. I'm from Ukraine, and here are two beautiful guys. This amazing woman, sorry, we didn't exchange our names, is from Czech Republic, and this wonderful guy is from Germany. Actually, we share some interesting things, because our friends also enjoy this program, and they recommended us the University of Jyväskylä. And they enjoyed not only studies, but also the non-academical activities here. And I study psychology, and it was interesting for me that this wonderful woman she learns sports, and it's like they have sports psychology. And I also know that Jyväskylä is very good for people who learn some special programs that are really not popular in other universities, and it's a big plus. Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else would like to share?
Any other brave people?
Okay, there's one at the back, if you can pass there.
You can throw it if you want.
I don't know where it's going. It's
super soft.
It's pretty fun also.
Yep.
So we talked about sports that we want to try out, snowboarding and ice skating and some skiing, and then the cities where we're from and our countries. That's it.
Thank you. I think, yes, there's one on the other side there.
You can throw it.
Great. Hi, everybody. My name is Annette. I'm from Czechia. And we've actually been discussing where are we from, what faculty are we from. And our goal, the main goal, is to know other people from other countries so that we can be in contact after this experience and form this, let's say, group of friends from the whole world. Is there somebody else who wants to say something?
I.
So what should I do with this?
Vivi will collect it from you.
Okay.
If you want to throw it, or otherwise Vivi can come a bit closer probably.
Yeah,
to you.
Thank you.
Great. But thank you for your answers. And now let's continue with our presentation. So a bit of practical information and technical aspects. So I would like to know, actually, if you already have completed the identification, have your account, can you raise your hand? Okay, that's great. So I think most of you have already done this. So that's good to hear. So all students at this university need to be identified to receive their university credentials. And with these credentials, then you will be able to log into SISU, to Moodle, access all of the other platforms that we use here, and register to courses, which is the most important thing for you at this point. There are two ways for exchange students to identify themselves. If you're not in Jyväskylä, so this is mostly for those on Zoom,
At this point, you should have received an email with a link to Signicat. So you can either do it via that link, so follow the instructions that you received in the email, or if you have not received the email for some reason or the Signicat identification does not work, you can do manual electronic identification. And the instructions to that can be found in the link at the bottom of this slide. If you're already in Uvascula, so if you're sitting here, you can visit the service desk of the digital services. That is the easiest way at this point to take care of the identification. And the service desk of the digital services is in the library building, Lahde, on the third floor, room B315. And it's open from 10 to 2. And you can ask your tutor to show you where that office is. And then you can go there. Please take with you either a European ID card or your passport, because they are needed to identify yourself. If there are any issues with your user account or you have some questions about how to activate it or to change your email, you can contact the digital services. Unfortunately, we here at the international office do not have access to the technical side of your user account, so we cannot fix any issues with it, and you have to contact the digital services directly. After you have identified yourself, so most of you, if you have successfully identified yourself, you should have received a username and a temporary password and some instructions on what to do. And in these instructions, it's mentioned to log into this personal information management system, which is the link on this slide, and take care of the following steps. So you should change your password, because you were given a temporary password, so you should change it to your own. Fill in any missing contact information. Select your default email. We recommend the student email that you have at the university here, the JYU student mail, but you can also leave your own if you wish. Write your Finnish address if you already know it, and I'm hoping that you already know it, and save all the changes. Of these things, the most important things to do that I urge you to do immediately are to change your password, select your email, and save everything. And this is because if you don't do these things, so if you don't change the password and set the email, your user account will lock itself. There's an error in this slide, but your user account will lock itself, and then you have to start over. So please change your password and select your default email and save everything so that it is in order, and then you can register to courses without any issues. If you have any questions, again, contact the digital services, because they are the best equipped to answer your questions. And here is once again the opening times and the room. The link there at the room also shows you the map of the campus, so you can find it there. And there's also their phone number if you wish to call them. You can also contact them via Help JYU. There's a specific form for IT issues that you can use. About the printing quota, the university pays new students 5 euros per academic term of printing quota that you're able to use at the printers here on campus. And I believe also in Kortepohja there might be some university printers, and you can access them by logging in with your same user account. And the printing quota should be added to your account at the end of next week. So there's a bit of a delay, and this is because in order to add the printing quota, you need to have identified yourself. So there's the delay to make sure that everyone has had time to identify themselves. Printers can be found around campus, and as I said, you can use the JYU username and password. And if need be, you can buy additional printing. 5 euros is quite enough to get started, but if you need more, you can buy additional printing quota from the printing services. They're not here on the main campus, but they're quite close, so the exact location and their opening hours are linked here. And then at the bottom of this slide, you can find some general information about the prices of printing, if you're printing color or black and white and such, and scanning and sending, and how to send yourself scanned documents. At this point, I think this was all the technical part from me. I will give the floor to Ville, who will tell you a bit more about campus area restaurants and student cards.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm just going to raise this a little bit. All right, as Hedda already mentioned, there are three campus areas in our university, and here you can see them on a map. So we are currently located in the Seminaarimäki, which is the main campus area. Most of the services are located here. There's also the university library in the B building. We are currently in the C building today, and I think on Wednesday we are going to be in the L building, so the orientation will take place in the L building. It's the Liikunta, the sports faculty building, which is very, very close where we are today. And you can access a campus map through the website found here to navigate around the places, and also if... once you have selected your courses and you look at your course calendar, you can see all these different kinds of letters and numbers and acronyms. Use this map to navigate around to find the right places, and of course, turn to your tutor at any point if you have any difficulties to find the right place. And all the campus areas are within a walking distance from each other. So it usually takes 5 to 10 minutes from one campus to another. So you have plenty of time to move around between your courses to other campuses and so forth. There's also a MyJYU app where you can access the same maps I showed you before. This is a very good app. There's your course, you can check your course calendar, all the campus restaurants and their menus, available study places. Basically, you can, through this app, you can book study places. So if you have like group work coming up and you need to get together with other students, you can easily book some study places from the library and other campus buildings through this app. So I highly recommend you to download this to your phone. And I believe you can also add to your library card there if need be. So there's plenty of stuff just in one app. So I highly recommend you to look it up. Here is a list of all the campus restaurants. Quite many of them are currently closed, but there are a few open. So Taide, which is located in the library building, is open already at this stage. And then if you happen to live in Kortepohja Student Village, I believe their campus restaurant is also already open. The rest of the restaurants will open next week. And what makes these campus restaurants unique is that you can get student-priced meals in all of these campus restaurants. And these restaurants are scattered around the university campus area. So in each of the area, there is at least one restaurant. And there's even more different cafes and so forth. So if you're between lectures, you need to grab a small snack, there's usually a cafe quite nearby as well. You can check all the menus from the websites of these restaurants and also from the MyJYU app. What should be highlighted is that, as I mentioned earlier, you can get student-priced meals through a student union membership. However, some of you, it might take some time to get your student card working. So in order to get a student card, you need to be a member of the student union. However, that process will usually take some time. So during the first few weeks, you can use a certificate of student status to get the student-priced meals in the campus restaurant. So that'll be €2.95. And this certificate of student status can be downloaded from the course registration system, CISU. If this is all news to you, no worries. We will be covering all these different topics later on as well. And I will be discussing the student union and its membership and benefits, also the student card, more thoroughly on Wednesday. But it's good to know already at this stage that you can use the certificate of student status to get the student-priced meals. For those of you who don't want to join the student union but still want to get the student-priced meals, there's also an option to get the Kela meal subsidy card. With that, you can get the student priced meals, but you won't be able to get other benefits that comes along with the student card. So I highly recommend you to opt for that as well. In the restaurant's meal price, so this €2.95 includes one main course, drink and bread. And please ask your tutor to show you how the campus restaurants operate and work so that you can kind of like get an idea what you can take and what kind of portions and so forth. And there's always vegan and vegetarian, also gluten-free options available in the campus restaurants. And you can check the menus. There are all the food allergens and dietary preferences are listed there as well. And what is good for you to know is that tap water here in Finland is drinkable. So you can also bring your own bottle to your lectures, to your classes. Fill them up in the university area because tap water is drinkable. All right, a few words about the student union. So the student union represents all the university students here in Jyväskylä. And we aim to make student life in Jyväskylä the best in Finland. And we represent over 13,000 students, so that's quite a number. And with that number, we can create quite a lot of different kinds of activities, events. But we also have good connections to the university whenever there is an issue with the student rights or so forth. We always have that kind of connection where we can discuss, bring things up so that you don't have to worry about if you all feel like your student right hasn't been respected in some matters, the student union is there to take the load off from your shoulders. And we engage in different kind of lobbying situations, and we represent all the students, including the international students. Joining the student union is voluntary, but highly recommended for all exchange and doctoral students. There is no deadline for joining the student union, so you can take your time and decide later on if you want to. But of course, in order to enjoy the benefits from the very beginning, I recommend you to join sooner rather than later. And joining the student union costs €50, for spring semester for all the exchange students. Even though there is a bit of a cost, this cost usually, or the benefits and the discounts that you can get usually really pays for itself in the end. So you might actually end up saving money even though there is a bit of a membership fee with the student union. And doctoral students don't have the same student-priced meals as the exchange students, and therefore their benefits are a bit more limited, and the cost of the membership fee is a bit lower as well. If you join the student union and you have paid the membership fee, please make sure to submit your receipt to the university of the payment. To the university via Help JYU ticket in order to get your membership registered correctly. So it's an important step. If you don't do that, your student card, for example, doesn't start working immediately. Unfortunately, visiting student trainees cannot, in the most cases, join the student union. One of the most important things that come with the membership is a student card. So you are entitled to get a student card. You can purchase it or download free of charge from app stores. And this student card functions as proof of your student status here in Finland. So you can use it to get different kinds of discounts in not only in the campus restaurants, but also in local shops, museums, barber shops, travel services. In all of these, there are quite a lot of different student discounts available. So with this student card, you are entitled to get those. And also all the different kinds of services that the student union provides. As I already said, if you don't yet have a student card, there is the certificate of student status which you can get or use to get the student-priced meals in the campus restaurants for the first few weeks. After that, they will be asking you to show your student card. So it will only work, the certificate will only work for the first few weeks as you are getting your student card activated or delivered to you. I will be covering these topics on Wednesday as well, but we highly recommend you to opt for the digital student card. So there is both a physical student card and a digital student card. We highly recommend you to opt for the digital student card because it's free of charge, unlike the physical student card. And here are some steps that need to be taken care of in order to get your student card, in order to get your SLICE student card activated. So SLICE is one of the student card operators here in Finland, and it's the one that we use in our university. If you have tried or done these steps already before arrival and you are curious why didn't your student card worked already, that's because your study ride might have not begun at that point. And I believe this is the day that the study rides, yesterday was the day your study rides began. So from that point onwards, your student card should also start work. However, there can be a bit of a delay with the registration and everything. So if it doesn't, even if taking care of all of these steps and your card doesn't work, please wait patiently. It can take a while for your card to start working. And of course, you can use the certificate of student status meanwhile in the student cafeterias. And last but not least, about the student tutors. So as I said earlier, I coordinate the tutoring services for all of you. Tutors are trained students we have assigned a tutor for every one of you, and their tasks include helping you with arrival, being in touch with you before your arrival, advising about different practical matters. So, for example, how does the course registration happen, how to use library, how to get Finnish personal identity code, all this kind of bureaucratic stuff. Tutors are there to help you. So they should be your first go-to person whenever there's something that you don't understand or there's a question in mind. Please don't hesitate to turn to your tutor. They have been trained to help you in all these different kinds of matters. And of course, do enjoy, meet with your tutor often, get to know each other, and also through your tutor you can get to know other students, other exchange students, and also Finnish students. So it's a very, very good way to make new relationships. Also, if you haven't heard from your tutor just yet, or you encounter any shortcomings, please let us know. So the email address found in the last bullet point. Do let us know and we can solve issues for you. And also, if you have been contacted by your tutor but you haven't replied to them just yet, please reply as soon as possible. That way you can make sure that your tutor knows how to help you best. So please stay in touch with your tutor regularly. And of course, if you haven't heard from your tutor just yet, let us know. The tutors can show you how the course registration works. However, they cannot select the courses for you or make any recommendations. So if you have any course or study-related questions in those matters, please contact your faculty-level international coordinators. You will meet your faculty-level international coordinator in one of the faculty-level info sessions that will be arranged during the orientation. All right, I think that's everything from me, and I will then handle the mic to Elisa again.
So we're coming to the end of our presentation. We only have a couple of things. So Vivi mentioned that she is at our international office info desk at the library, and the normal service hours of the info desk are on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 and on Thursdays from 12 to 13, so one. And the info desk takes place in the library building, Lahde, on the first floor, and it's right near the side entrance, so room B154, and the name of the room is Kuvasto. And you can ask your tutor to show you where that is, if need be. At the info desk, in addition to the international office, there's also the student services. So if you have questions about SISU, or for example, if you have joined the student union and you have the receipt, you can also show it in person at the student services info desk as well. They also have a phone service, which is operating during those hours from Monday to Friday, so from 12 to 3, and you can also call them. But those are only for the student service desk, not for the international office info desk. But both of them are in the same place, and you can find them on those times at the top of this slide, so Tuesdays and Thursdays in the library. During the orientation week, as you might have a bit more questions or need your arrival certificate signed if you're an Erasmus student, we have some extra info desks. So today, as I mentioned earlier, we will be in the lobby of the same building from the end of the orientation program, so a bit after 2 until a bit after 3. So we will be there. So while you're having your coffee and cake, you can also then have documents signed, or if you have any questions, you can drop by. On Wednesday, the 8th of January, we will be in the sports building where the orientation takes place. And again, at the end of the orientation, we will stay there for another hour in case you have any questions or anything else. And then finally on Thursday, we will be in the library building as a regular info desk. So the same room, B154, Uvasto, from 12 to 1. And from that week onward, then, we will have the regular info desk on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All of this information you can also find online on the orientation webpage and on the contact information page of the international office, so you don't have to remember it from just this slide. If you wish to join the student union and you want to pay in person at the student union office, you can do so by visiting the office in Ilokibi. You can ask your tutor once again to show you where that is. And this is also a link to Google Maps location of the Ilokibi office. And they will have open doors on the 8th between 12 and 1. So you can go there. And if you want to pay in person and join the student union like that, you can do so then. If you need a signature on your learning agreement, please do not send it to the international office email address, but send it directly to your faculty level international coordinator, as they are the ones responsible for signing it. The easiest way to contact both international office and your faculty level international coordinator is via HelpJYU. So HelpJYU is essentially a service portal that you can use to get guidance and answers for several different things that are study-related or technical-related matters. But for exchange students, the most relevant and important form is the one that is called Student Exchange at JYU 1-2 Semesters. And in this form, you can then select what topic your question concerns, and then the form will automatically send your question to the right person or team, depending on the subject matter. So if it's tutoring, it will send it to me and Ville. If it's housing, it will come to our arrival services related folder. So it's very handy that you can choose the topic and we will already know who you are because you have to fill out your information. So it's the easiest and most effective way to contact us. So please use this form if you have questions. At this point, we just have one final exercise for you that Vivi will direct. And then I think we move on to the next session.
Yes, so let's have a little activity to keep you awake. I know that the darkness can take some energy out of you, but we will try our best to keep you awake. How many of you are already familiar with our new student handbook? You can raise your hand if you have checked it. Okay, so some, not many. I will teach you how you can easily access it. So let's have a little activity. If you're able, please, everyone get up. And also grab your phone. Then I will ask you to open any browser of your choice and go to Google. You can just open the front page of Google. And what I want you to write there is New Student Handbook, JYU. So you can write New Student Handbook, JYU, and then search. And I hope that for everyone, it should be the first link. It should be University of Jyväskylä, New Student Handbook. That should be the first link. If not, you might have to scroll a bit, but hopefully it is. And then you can open it up. And after, I'm not sure if anyone can see, but I have here open. It should look like this. It says New Student Handbook. When you have that open on your phone, you can take a seat.
Okay.
Great. And if some of you did not find it right now, please ask your tutor, ask your friends. The main thing is that here we have different categories. We have before the beginning of your studies, there is a lot of important information in different boxes that you can easily find. Here are all the instructions for the registration, how to activate your JYU username. So there are these little blue boxes that have all the instructions. Then we have the section of beginning of your studies. There you will find the orientation program. There is also a box of who to ask. If you have a question and you don't know who to ask, you can access that and see who is the person that will be able to help you. There is instructions for downloading the MyJYU app. There is also our chatbot. I haven't been using that much, but we have a chatbot that you can also ask questions, and it should be able to help you with some of the simple tasks. And then there is different boxes for studying at the university, student life on campus, and yeah. So there are also like activities and culture, student restaurants, student union. So this is a handbook that has basically all the basic information of studying and living here in Jyväskylä and studying in the University of Jyväskylä. Please, always, when you have a question in mind, go check that first, because most likely the information will be there. So it will save your time just to look through what there is. And even if you don't have a question in mind, I highly recommend you to check that book because there is, yeah, it's filled with everything. It's made for you to have like the easiest start to your studies. And also, if you think that there is like a need for updates or anything, then please contact us and let us know. But yeah, use the new student handbook. It's really good. Thank you.
And I think this was all on our end, and I shall give the floor to Elisa Heimovaara. Apologies for the slight delay. We're a bit behind schedule, but we will move on to the academic practices at JYU. So thank you. Joo, se on hoidossa. Hyvä.
Okay, I suppose my microphone is working. Everyone can hear me? Yeah, okay, great, thanks. So I'm the second Elisa. She's the first one. I'm Elisa Heimavara. I come from the Faculty of Education and Psychology. I'm the international coordinator there. So those of you who are going to study educational sciences or psychology, you are kind of mine for the semester. And most of you I met online before Christmas. So I'm here today to talk to you about academic practices and academic life in our university. But before I go there, I would like to just remind you, I actually asked your tutors to send a message or communicate this to you. When I was parking my car, I noticed there was a car with foreign registration there parked as well. I don't know if any of you drove here with your own car, but if you did, please notice that the parking here is on campus is nowadays a bit tricky, and you need a special app, and you need to activate that app whenever you park here. Also in the evenings and at weekends, otherwise you might be very unpleasantly reminded by a 60 euro parking fee. So, it's like a punishment fee. So, in case you have your cars here, please pay attention to the parking rules. Right. So, academic practices then. What I'm going to talk about today is some basic facts about university education and Jyväskylä University. Planning your studies, registering for courses, modes of study, written assignments, examination grades, a few words about how to communicate and contact staff, and then I have time for questions at the end. Vivi, can you check if there is some questions in? Yeah, thanks, because I don't see the chat. Right. This is just a basic chart of Finnish higher education in general and the academic degrees here. So unlike many other countries, we consider master's degrees to be also undergraduate studies. Hence, when you are looking for instructions or information for students, you will find it on our web pages under instructions for basic degree students, so undergraduate students. And from then on, it's licentiate, which has become a little bit obsolete nowadays, and doctoral studies. But this is just for you to know. Many of you, I assume most of you, are actually at bachelor's level, but some of you might be master's level and even a few doctoral students. We calculate the extent of our courses and modules in credits. The Erasmus students and most students from European universities are already familiar with the ECTS credit concept, which is supposedly a pan-European concept of measuring the amount of work needed for one credit. In our university, it is considered to be 27 hours of student work. Okay. You might sometimes see the abbreviation OP, which is, you know, the abbreviation for Finnish opintopiste, study credit, study point, if we want to use the literal translation. And in one academic year, you are supposed to complete 60 ECTS credits, which equals to 1,600 hours of student work, and one semester, 30 credits. We recommend you as exchange students to do approximately 30 credits, but first and foremost, you have to follow the instructions from your home university. So if they say that you have to do 30 credits and not one more, not one less, then we or you should go by that instruction. What is then included in the 27 hours? Well, everything. It can be, it can include the contact teaching, independent study, so reading the materials, writing the assignments, preparing yourself for the exam, or if there is some sort of pair work or group work that you have to prepare, some kind of presentation, for example, with your fellow students, everything is included in that. And as an example, I have given here a 5-credit course equaling 135 hours of student work, which might just have a couple of hours of contact teaching, and the rest is, you know, your own input. I have included also the semester dates here, or actually academic year dates. We are now in the third period of the academic year, and this will finish in mid-March, 16th of March to be exact. And after that, we will have the fourth period. And during the Easter break, so 14th to 21st of April, there will be no contact teaching, okay? So if you want to travel, that might be a good time. Although that being said, prices tend to be a little bit higher because many people travel around that time as well. In summer period, so late May till July, we don't really have a lot of contact teaching, barely any, to be honest. But if you have the possibility to stay and you want to complete something here, then it's okay if your home university agrees and if it is possible by our university to continue your accommodation in Soichtu or in Coas. During the summer, spring semester, we don't have that many sort of public bank holidays. May Day, the 1st of May, is one such, and then the Ascension Day, the 29th of May. July tends to be the most popular summer holiday month in Finland. So if you leave Finland in late May, and there are some difficulties with your transcripts, for example, some of your grades didn't come through, try to communicate this to us before July, so we can actually, if at all possible, by midsummer, so around the 21st, 22nd, 25th of June, because many of our teaching staff members actually start their holidays from midsummer. And if it is something that we need to ask from the teachers, it might be difficult for us to get in touch with them at that time, after that time. Okay. But then, planning your studies. Well, you're going to have a separate session on SISU, which is a sort of course database and credit database, grade database that we use. Personal study plan is something that all of you will have to do. And then I will say a few words about choosing your courses. So we have this SISU system, which is the master study data system at the moment. It exists in English and in Finnish. You change the language from the sort of top right-hand corner of the program, of the screen. So if you want to use it in English, change it into English. You can find the course descriptions for the courses there. You will create the personal study plan there. For you as exchange students, there is this sort of ready-made template structure of studies, and I have included the name of the template from my faculty, so exchange studies at EDUPSU. You register after you have completed or after you have composed the study plan. You register for courses and examinations in some cases using SISU. And you can always get your official transcript of records and also your certificate of registration. So If somebody asks you for a certificate of enrollment to show that you are enrolled as a student here, you can get it directly from CISU. They are digitally signed when you download them from there. So if you need sort of a real signature, then you can contact either the Central International Office or faculty level international coordinators. Because this is such an important system for both students and staff members, please remember to keep your email address and other contact information up to date in CISU. Because if I or somebody else need, especially the teachers, if they need to contact you, they will check for your information in CISU and try to find your email addresses there. And use such an email address that you are actually checking, okay? So if it is something else that the student.jyu.fi, if you want to use your Gmail address or your Hotmail address or something, you can also include that in CISU. If you have technical problems with that, if for some reason it just does not work for you, you can contact CISU support team by filling in the correct form in the Help JYU portal. And I have included these instructions here, or linked to the instruction page separately here. But I think you will have a session on Tuesday. Yeah, on Tuesday. My colleague Ida will tell you about CISU. This personal study plan is something that you do for your entire stay. And as I told you, you have the template there already. It's not such a complicated thing. Most of you will choose the majority of courses from sort of within the template and from your own host department here. But you can also choose courses from other faculties and especially the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, MOVI. Your tutors and especially your faculty level coordinators will help with choosing the courses. I think all of us will meet you either on Tuesday or Wednesday. So please refrain from sending questions too much in advance, because I think we can get back to them. Our many questions will be answered on Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when your faculty level coordinator will meet you. CISU is also a useful tool for you because you can check which courses you still, you know, will do or you have to do, and also which ones will be completed. And you will see the grades and everything there once they have been entered by the teacher to CISU database. One thing that I would like to talk about is registering for the courses or choosing a course. All of our courses have their title translated into English. So basically, each and every course that our university offers exists in English in CISU. But, and that's a big but, it's not necessarily taught in English, okay? So that's why, once again, I would like you to, if in doubt, check with your faculty coordinator if the course is taught in English, if you don't see it clearly written under the completion method tab in CISU. So language of learning, if it is Finnish or English. If there are some specific restrictions or prerequisites required. For example, in the School of Business and Economics, they are pretty strict with the level of studies. So if you are a bachelor student, you don't usually get to study the master's level courses. If there are any prerequisites, for example, a good example from my faculty would be you can't really choose clinical psychology 2 if you know one of our therapy courses if you don't have you know, any basic course completed in clinical psychology. But more about that for the psychology students on Tuesday. In some cases, the teaching, you know, the lectures, the actual contact teaching might be in Finnish, but the department will organize a separate completion mode for international students as an independent study or book examination or something like that. I have included the link for the webpage where all of the courses will be available, that are available in English, are listed, and that's a very useful reference. So check from there. All of my colleagues are updating that webpage all the time. So if you want to know if a course is available this semester, check from that link. What else? Yeah, Center for Multilingual Academic Communication. I very warmly recommend the courses given by that unit. They have very useful courses, not only in the basics of Finnish language or academic English, but also communication, interaction, multicultural communication. So check their course offer as well. The course code is an important part of the course information, in the sense that you can see the subject. So, for example, psychology is abbreviated to PSY from psychologia, or TIE is tietotekniikka, computer science, and MOVI courses usually begin with an X. For example, XEN is a MOVI course in English language. And then the fourth digit tells you the level of the course, and I have included the most common abbreviations or most common indicators here. So P is for first-year courses, basic studies. A is bachelor's, second or third-year courses. And then S is advanced level course, so belongs to a master's level. J indicates doctorate level courses. You might see some other digits or indicators such as O or Y, and they are usually these kind of orientative or general level courses. Then, how to register? Did you already have your university credentials ready and working? Yes and no. I can see somebody nodding and someone else shaking their heads. Okay, so basically you can start doing that as soon as your credentials are working and you can log on to CISO system. Your tutors will help you if need be, and then there is this separate CISO session as mentioned on Tuesday, and then the faculty level coordinators will meet you on Tuesday or Wednesday. So we will be going through these requirements and course registrations then, but if you want to try your hand in that, basically you can start doing it as soon as your credentials work. However, please note that the registration period for each course may vary. We have some departments, like the Department of Languages and Communication, which has like a joint enrollment period for all the courses for the spring term at the same time. But for example, in my faculty, it's totally up to the teachers to decide when they want to open the registration. The courses have completion methods underneath the course. And usually the completion method is what you actually choose to register for. Okay. In many cases, there is only one completion method that is available in English. For example, there might be completion method, contact teaching, but that's in Finnish. And then there is another one called book examination, and that is in English. So then you can choose the book examination in English. Usually you only register for one completion method, but in some cases it might be necessary that you register for contact teaching, lecture examinations, and perhaps even demonstrations separately. But once again, this will become clearer when you actually see the system and start registering for that. And if you decide to drop a course or you change your plans, just cancel your registration, please, because when you have registered, in many cases, we have a limited number of places for a course. So if you have registered and then you decide not to participate, it's kind of important that you cancel your registration so that someone else can register and take your place. Okay. And here are some brief instructions, but as I said, there will be a separate session and we'll talk about this also next week. So what is important to notice? Some of the courses may overlap, especially if you choose courses from different faculties or different departments, different subjects. There is sort of no coordination, unfortunately, available for the exchange studies necessarily. Do not miss the first lecture, please, because the teacher usually gives you the sort of core information, the most important information about the course and how to complete it during the first session. Nowadays, most of our teachers use Moodle. Are you familiar with Moodle? Yeah, everyone is. Okay, great. Well, it's a learning platform that is very widely used, and it's the most popular one in our university as well. In some departments, like the Department of Teacher Education, we also use Pedanet, which is a Finnish learning platform that is widely used in schools, you know, primary and secondary schools. So that's why our future teachers quite often, we use it for the future teachers to learn how to use it. But mostly teachers here use Moodle, and the instructions on how to complete a course are uploaded onto Moodle as well. But usually the teachers also tell you their expectations, their grading criteria, their expectations regarding participation, so whether they allow absences or not, is explained during the first lecture. If there is something critical, like, for example, you are ill, try to ask your fellow students then afterwards to explain these things to you. Usually, this is a funny Finnish tradition. If it says that the course begins at 2 o'clock, it's most commonly it means that it actually starts a quarter past. This is called the academic quarter. So if you have a course and it says that it's actually from 10 to 12, most often it means that it's from 10:15 to 11:45. So 90-minute slots most often. If it is something different, like, for example, in the morning, it can be from 8:30 until 10, then it is clearly written in the timetable. Okay. There is a huge variation between our subject, our disciplines, our departments, faculties, regarding the modes of study and modes of teaching that they utilize. So it's possible that there is contact teaching, so participating in teaching, it says in the completion method, or then independent study. And if it is independent study, it basically means that there is no contact teaching. You just read the materials yourselves, and then write the essay or sit the examination, and that's that. Seminars are pretty popular in my faculty. We are not too big on this sort of learning and teaching situation where I'm blah, blah, blah in here and you are sitting passively. But in some other faculties, this is the norm, okay? If you go to the Faculty of Mathematics and Science, you might have some laboratory work or some other practical work. Group work, working in pairs, is pretty common nowadays. It's possible that you will have to do a presentation, an oral presentation, as part of your workload in a course, and so on and so forth. And I have once again included a link here that you can read more here. In the course outline, this is what it looks like in CESU. When you search for a course, my example is from my colleague from the ICT faculty. So information systems theories course, worth 5 credits. You can see under the information sheet, this is the tab that is active and blue there. This is the basic information. You have the extent of the course, you have the learning objectives, you have the content, and here you can see the completion methods. So it says here whether this course is going to be a taught course or an independent study or something else. So here is an example from another course. This is a MOVI, Center for Academic Multilingual Communication course, meant for our English medium master's degree programs. And under the completion methods tab, you can see that there are 5 different completion methods. All of them, one of them is online teaching. All of the others are small group teachings. Here you can see the times in autumn term 22 or the entire academic year 22-23. And depending on your choices, depending on the availability of the groups, you will choose one of these. So, for example, in my faculty, once again, we have, in some courses, we have several completion methods for several different groups, but only one of the groups might be available in English. So it's kind of important to choose the right one. But once again, more information about this next week. In written assignments, whether you are going to write a lot of written assignments or just a few or perhaps even none depends a lot on what you will study. In education and psychology, we use quite a lot of written assignments, in humanities as well. But as far as I understand, in mathematics and natural sciences and ICT, not so much. They have examinations more often than we in social sciences and humanities. If you are writing an assignment, it's important to notice that there are big differences in the writing culture between various academic traditions. So how to organize, how to structure your assignment, what kind of writing style is expected, and what type of referencing is used. We all have our own writing style and our own sort of academic culture and traditions. None necessarily better or worse than the others, but it's kind of important to recognize that, okay, I'm used to this kind of system. Here, they might expect something else. So here we have a link to the library webpage about the how to cite. So what kind of referencing system can be used? Nowadays, most of the teachers expect you to upload your written assignment onto Moodle. in a Word format or PDF, preferably, or by email in some cases, but I don't think anyone wants you to print out the assignment anymore and hand it on paper. I think that sort of died a couple of years ago. Check deadlines. Most of our teachers are pretty flexible, but they expect you to submit the work by the deadline. If something happens, like, for example, once again, if you fall ill and you can't meet the deadline, please send a message to the teacher, sort of on good time, saying that, unfortunately, I'm really ill, I can't meet the deadline. Don't wait until, you know, the literal last minute to send a message, because if the deadline is like the 23rd of March at midnight and I get a message at 11:30 saying that I can't meet the deadline, I'm like, okay. So if you know that you can't meet the deadline for one reason or another, it might be a good idea to pardon, send the teacher a message quite well in advance. Or during the first teaching session, ask them, what happens if I can't meet the deadline? Some of our teachers might have a sort of second submission deadline, which might mean that, okay, if you submit during the first deadline, they guarantee that you will get the grade by that date, and they will give you a detailed feedback. If you submit it by the second deadline, they will just give you the grade, not feedback at all. Okay? And then something else, which unfortunately is quite necessary to talk about. So academic misconduct. This means fraud and plagiarism. So what is cheating? Cheating can be, depending on the context, for example, you are chatting with your neighbor in an examination, or you secretly have your mobile phone open and you are checking the reference material online or searching for questions, searching for answers online. It's also forbidden to submit somebody else's work as your own. And also the person who gives you the material to submit is guilty of academic misconduct. Okay. And once again, if you attend a laboratory course, for example, falsifying or fabricating measurements or other research findings is also fraud. In plagiarism, please note that the main thing is that the reader understands from the text all the time, whether it's your own thinking, your own ideas, your own writing, or whether this is something that you are paraphrasing or summarizing or quoting from somebody else's text, someone else's ideas. Whether you are using an APA 7 citing style or something else, it's not so important. It's just that the reader understands it. What happens then if you are caught plagiarizing or doing some other type of cheating? Well, it's an automatic fail for that course, usually without the possibility to resubmit or resit the examination. There is also a disciplinary discussion with the teacher of the course or the head of the department or even the dean of the faculty, depending a little bit on the misconduct. And in most cases, we also notify the home university, and there might be consequences at your home university as well. So please, please, please pay attention to this and do not plagiarize, do not cheat. More information about this also behind this link. And I would like to point out that in written assignments, we use a plagiarism detection software called Turnitin. And that's sort of an automatic feature when you upload your text to Moodle. It's automatically checked by Turnitin. Artificial intelligence is another thing, a relatively new one. I mean, in the sense that the guidelines for using AI, using artificial intelligence, is something that was created like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, max. 2023. So the entire guidelines can be read behind this link, but I have summarized it here. There might be some differences between the faculties, even some variation from teacher to teacher. What is generally accepted is to use AI-based applications for making drafts, trying to structure your topic, proofreading. If we are talking about, you know, a text that you yourself have created, so you can't basically prompt the AI to write the entire text for you, but you can use it for ideas and for improving your grammar. However, if and this is quite often the case with the language courses, if, you know, grammar, punctuation, vocabulary, stuff like that is part of the assessment criteria, is part of the assessment criteria, then using of artificial intelligence to sort of improve your text might not be allowed. Okay? And it's up to the individual teacher to provide you with more detailed information about how he or she wants allows you to use AI. And perhaps one more thing that I would like to point out, AI is not a scientific source, so you can't really trust most often the material produced by artificial intelligence. It might actually have very funny, very funny ideas and sentences in your text. So can be used, but with moderation and restrictions. Perhaps that suffices here. Examinations. We usually have written examinations, no oral examinations, except for the language courses, which usually consist or may have an oral examination part as well. You have the right to sit the examination again if you are dissatisfied with your grade. Nowadays, we have mostly e-books available at the library. Some of the older material might exist also in printed form, and I know that our librarians prefer to, or they try to have at least one printed reference room copy available for all of our sort of compulsory textbooks. But even the e-books might have a restriction regarding the number of books that can be borrowed, that can be downloaded to your reader or your computer at the same time. So if you know that you will have this examination on 15th of April, start preparing on time, okay? Because it might be difficult to get the book out from the library on time. We have various types of examinations. Lecture exams are perhaps nowadays the most common ones. So there is an exam which is based on the lectured material. And usually these are sort of automatically included in the course timetable in CISU. Then book examinations can be either a part of the courses with contact teaching. So, for example, you may have a lecture examination based on the lectures for the course, and then a book examination based on the reading material for the course. Or then a book examination can be the only method of completing the course. So you just read the material, couple or five, six books, depends. And then you sit the examination. Exams can be done either physically in a classroom or then in an e-examination environment. We have two in our university, or even Moodle from your home. Okay. And e-exams are taken in these two specific classrooms that I mentioned. One is in the library, one is in Agora building, and there is a separate web page for that, and you can book the time slots there. Even on Saturdays, you can sit the exams. More information, once again, behind that link. I'm not going to spend time on that because it does not apply to all of you. Then the general exams used to be something that each faculty had, but nowadays only three faculties, information technology, mathematics and science, and School of Business and Economics have these general exam dates, usually once a month. And you will need to register separately for the exams that you are going to take. More information behind the link. If we are talking about the grades here, most of the courses have a 1 to 5, or actually 0 to 5 assessment scale. Zero is fail, so you need to resit. One is the lowest pass grade, sufficient, if we compare our grading scale to the ECTS grading scale. Many of you, let's say exchange students in the past, have asked how to convert the UVascula grading scale grades to their own grading scales in their own home universities. Well, in the transcript of records that is available in CISU, you can see your UVascula scale grades, and at the end there is this information regarding the conversion from UVascula grade to ECTS grading scale. And your home university has their own system of converting ECTS scale grades to Spanish or Greek or Italian grades, okay? In some faculties, a few of the courses might be graded only pass or fail. So completed or not completed. This is true for some of the teaching practice courses in my faculty and laboratory courses in mathematics and science and so on. And please note that in the official transcript of records, if the grading scale is pass or fail, we can't change it, really. So If your home university does not accept this type of grading, then it might be a good idea to take another, something else that is graded from 0 to 5. Reassessment. So if you're not happy with your grade, you can resit the exam or improve your assignment. And the better grade stands, okay? So there is no sort of automatic reduction of grade because of a late submission or because of a resubmission, okay? We don't use bell curves. We don't use normal distribution. So it's possible for every student in a course to get a 5 if everyone does a great job, okay? That's why, coincidentally, we don't have this sort of graduated among the top 1%, because we don't do that. We also don't have university level assessment criteria. The faculties, the departments have their own general guidelines for assessment, but ultimately, it's up to the teacher, up to each individual teacher to explain the criteria to you during the first session. Eh? We don't compare the students to each other regarding the grades. We compare the students' performance against the assessment criteria for that course. Okay. So where to find the results then? The teachers have 2 weeks to grade your papers, be they exams or written assignments. And then you can see the results in your CISO study plan. And even better, under the completed credit section in CISO. I noticed last semester that when you log on to CISO, there is this kind of like meter sort of thing showing how many credits you have completed. It seems not to work too well with exchange students. It works okay with the degree students, but with the exchange students, it doesn't show, at least not in every case, it doesn't show the situation properly. So better to trust your study plan or the completed credits section. So the transcript of records shows all the courses that you have successfully completed here. It has the name and the title, the code and the title of the course, as well as the number of credits and then your grade. But it does not have the courses that you have withdrawn from or you have failed. And I know that at least some Greek universities want to have a separate certificate about the courses that you failed. If you need such a document, once again, please ask from your faculty level coordinator. And you can, under this completed credits tab, you can form transcript and print it out as a PDF. As a digitally signed copy anytime you want. Okay. A few words about the contact with the staff. We are pretty relaxed, okay? We don't have a lot of hierarchy between our students and staff members. We are pretty casual, but this does not mean that we don't show respect to other people, okay? You have the right to get feedback from the teacher. Quite often they do that in the Moodle. Well, if you have written assignments, they upload the feedback to Moodle. Sometimes they may send out an email to all of the students saying that, okay, generally, you answered well to this and this question. but you seem to have misunderstood this and that. But don't expect to get your essays back with you know, all the misspellings marked and stuff like that. That's not possible. Most of our staff members have either weekly office hours, either online or in person, or then you can send them an email and ask for a face-to-face meeting if you need. But of course, during the teaching sessions, it's easiest to contact. If you send an email, state in the sort of title field clearly what your question is about, what your message is about. For example, if you want to ask about a specific course, state the name or the code of the course in the title already. Because if you send a message to one of our teachers saying that, hi, I am Jane Smith, I'm participating in one of your courses and I have a problem with this and this and this. And if they are teaching like 10 different courses, they don't really know which one you are talking about, especially if you have several courses from that same teacher or if you happen to have a really common name. So be precise, be concise. Use your full name, first name, surname, as they are written in CISU. And another thing, please allow the students, the teachers, sufficient time to answer you. So we tend to get quite a lot of emails, and it's not, unfortunately, always possible to answer in, you know, a day or even 2 days. But if you don't get back an answer in, let's say, 1 week, remind them. And then the Help You service desk that has been mentioned already by Ville and Elisa. We sort of admin staff use that, teachers don't. So if you want to be in touch with us, you can also use the Help You desk, but teachers don't use that. So just email or phone something for them. So we tend to trust our students. So nobody's going to remind you to submit your essays, to do your things. We consider that as adults, you will take care of that yourself. If you don't, it's up to you. You have the problem, we don't, okay? So plan and organize, especially manage your time well, because I know it seems a long time. We are in early January and you are going to be here until May. It's like, oh, many months, but it flies by, trust me. So if you know, as soon as you know that, okay, I will have 10 essays to write by mid-May, start planning, start doing. Make time in your calendar to do that. Okay. If in doubt, ask. But before asking, read the instructions, okay? More information about this behind the links. Who can you ask? This Help You service portal, instructions, program staff. Well, actually, this should probably read faculty staff or department staff. Course teachers, international coordinators, either at the faculty or then in the central international office, fellow students, student union, student organizations. Goodies are trained professionals who are available for you as exchange students. So if you have some ideas, some things that you would like to discuss, you can always contact a goodie. But I'm going to talk about student life services and goodies on Tuesday, so no more about that here. Keep informed. Here we have the link to the new student handbook and information about the mailing lists and so on. So perhaps a few questions if you have or comments. I have exhausted you. Okay. So thank you. Some of you will meet, well, actually, I'll meet all of you on Tuesday about the student life services and goodies. And then later on in the afternoon about the studies in the Faculty of Education and Psychology. Okay. Have a nice weekend. Try not to freeze. Be careful when walking. And see you on Tuesday. Thanks.
If you have been following the schedule, there was a small break, but we are a bit behind the schedule, so we will continue with the last presentation before lunch, and then we will have 1 hour lunch break, so you will have time to eat, go to the bathroom, etc. So please, you can stand up for a bit and shake yourself a bit to keep yourself awake, but yeah, let's continue with the student housing presentation right away.
Okay, guys. Kuuluuko mun ääni? Do you hear me? Kuuluuko? Okay, guys, please, sorry about the break you lost. If you have to go, then others, please sit down and we will start with this information about housing. And we are quite fast, so you will get your break, so don't worry. Okay, welcome to Bit Chili Finland and Bit Chili Jyväskylä. I hope all the apartments are warm and you have had a nice travel to Jyväskylä. I'm Tiia Matilainen, I'm from COAS. Have been working there ages already. But I hope we can still be able to give you some fresh information about student housing. And this is Anni Pajari from Soihtu.
Hi.
Okay, let's start the show. This is COAS accommodation office. We are located in Kauppakatu 11, not far from here. Our opening hours are on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays from 12 to 3 p.m. So if you have a need to visit us, that is the time when you can reach us. And every working day, the phone is open from 12 to 3 p.m. And a lot of information can be found from our web pages. Use the email or and follow us on Instagram. And this is our web page, and this is probably the most important page for you. So if there is something wrong with your apartment, you feel it's cold or something, you have checked everything, fault report can be found there. When you go and fill in the fault report, it goes straight to service company. And then even if you do it in the evening, the service will get it in the morning. If you send a message to us, it will take time to reach the service. So straight to the fault report. And maintenance companies you can find from there, our services, tenant activity, and then tenant advisor if you have some problems with your flatmates or something like that. And the maintenance companies, I already got one phone call from France this morning. Someone's mom was calling me that his son, her son has locked herself out from the room. Hopefully you have noticed there are locks on the doors to your room. So remember to take your key with you always when you leave the room. Or you can adjust the lock so that it won't lock completely when you are inside the flat. So if you take a shower in the morning, it's quite inconvenient to come out from the shower just to have your towel on and okay, the door is locked and everything is inside. So this is a first case, is a kind of warning to everyone. Remember to take your key with you.
Okay, and this is a picture of the Soutu housing service point or the Vehkakuja location where it's located. And this may already be a familiar place to you if you have picked up your keys yourself. Our service point is open every Wednesday afternoon. You can also reach us by phone or email every day. And also, if you use the key box where you can pick up your keys 24/7, it's located on the lobby of the service point. This is maybe 200 meters from the student village. I think you all live in the student village. Although the service point is not open, but once a week, you can do almost everything online that needs to be done. If you want to check your rent payment situation, you can log into your tenants page. Or if you want to reserve a laundry room or sauna turn, common rooms, you can all do that in online on by our website. We also have this very wide housing instruction site where there is answers to all frequently asked questions you can check. But if needed, you can call us or email us every day. We are usually able to reply by the next working day.
Okay, so then a few words about rent payment. In Finland, we pay the rent once a month, not weekly, once a month. And in Koas and Soitu today is by the 6th of each month. And if you have a Finnish bank account where you transfer the money, then you use your personal reference number, which is in your payment info. If you transfer the money from your home account, remember to put there a message with your name on it. And if your mom or aunt or grandma or anyone else is paying the rent for you, remind them to put your name there. We have plenty of rooms which have the same rent a month. And then if we just get some payment from someone, we have no idea whose rent we are missing at that point. And you can use the Transfermate. If you are in EU area, if your currency at home is euros, it's not probably the best way to do it because then there is, I think it was 10 euros, the charge each time. So then it might be cheaper for you to just transfer the money from your own account. And what is always asked, if you already have this whole amount of your rents on your payment, on your account, and you want to pay them as a one payment, that is totally okay for us, because it might be that you will save money because you don't have to make the transfers multiple times. So you can choose which is the best way to do it. Just remember to do it by the 6th of each month. And the apartment checklist is also something we would like you to fill in. It is kind of a statement from you to us or our service. What was the shape of the apartment when you moved in? Serviceman has done the checking, but it might be some weeks or months ago if the room has been empty. So it's kind of insurance for you that you have given the statement, what was the shape of the flat when you moved in. So please fill in that carefully. It is online. It should be on your email. Was it all? Yeah. Internet connection in Koas. If you are living in shared rooms, you already have the internet open. There should be a router you can use to at your computer and your phone to the internet. If you live in a studio or family flat, you should contact Telia to open the internet connection, and then you would need the router for put your devices online. But this is also the information we have on your on our web pages. Most of you are living in a shared apartments where it's already fixed for you, so it will be easy.
Internet on Soihtu apartments. These instructions here, when you take the internet on use, you can follow these. But just that you know, we have this network renewal work on progress. In future, a Finnish company called Louna will provide the internet. From the point of view of the tenant, not much is changing. The internet remains so that it's included in the rent, and it will be the speed will be the same than before, or in some apartments the internet will be faster than before. But in some apartments, this installation work will require a visit to the apartment. So we will inform you well in advance if we need to come to your apartment to do some installation work. You don't have to do anything at this point, but to follow your email and follow the instructions if we contact you. But this work should not require anything from our tenants. And then laundry, sauna and parking. These work quite similar at Koas and Soihtu, so that laundry turns and common sauna turns are included in your rent. And if you want to book a private sauna turn or a parking place, you can do it with an extra fee. Koas and Soihtu, we both have our own this online reservation systems. And the fee will be added to your rent, or you can add it yourself to your monthly payment. And the common sauna rooms, you can check on the websites, of course, or Soihtu. I think there are lots of private common sauna turns in different buildings. Is there anything else, Tiia, I forgot to mention?
No, I think you covered quite well. And from the booking system or the reservation system, you can find all the services your location has. It varies a bit from place to another, but check there that you don't miss out what you can use. And the sauna turns in Koas, they are on Koas booking. You can see there from the sauna list. Where are the common turns for you to use?
I remembered one thing. on our locations, there has been this. There are like laundry rooms that you need to book beforehand, and then we have laundry rooms that you can just use when there is a free machine. And there was some confusion with these last autumn when tenants. Some of them didn't check beforehand, and they sometimes used laundry machines that were already booked by someone. So before using a laundry room, please check if you need to do a reservation for the machine or if you can just go and take one. So these are all listed on our website, but please make sure before using the machines.
And in Koas, everyone will book their laundry turn. No one will use the machines without booking. We have agreed this way.
And then in case you need, there's something broken in the apartment, the easiest way to contact the maintenance is to fill in the online form. Both Soihtu and Koas has these. In case there's something urgent, something like water is leaking from somewhere, then we ask you to call immediately to the maintenance service to avoid any further damage. I think it's maybe wise if you already now want to take these numbers and put it in your cell phone. Also, in the case you lock yourself out of the apartment and need to call someone for door opening. And you always need to pay for the door opening. And I think the fees are there, so it's a bit cheaper on the daytime.
And yeah, I'm not quite sure because there has been some raises in January. We haven't probably checked these, but this is approximately what they are now. Okay, sustainable living. Of course, we don't want to waste water, electricity, and so on. So. Damage report should be done immediately if there is a leaking tap or toilet, because it's just a waste of water. And if the window doesn't close, it will just use extra energy than the room to heat up. And well, other stuff that you might find in the apartment. It's not something that we are going to charge you from if it's something you didn't break, but we just want our apartments be in good shape all the time, and so that we don't waste anything. And the temperature inside the flats is set to 21. It might feel a bit cold for some of you, but probably not all. So this is something we just get used to. If you feel cold, you just put more clothes on. It's something like comfortable and cozy. This is what we do here in Finland. And if you want to change the air in the room, sometimes we see that people open the big window to change the air. Guess what happens when the wind will like grab it? It will be smashed and it will be a huge bill. We have those small windows you can open for a few minutes to change the air in your room. Never leave those open during winter time when you leave your room, because the heater is just below that small window. So if there's a cold air coming in, the radiator will know, okay, now it's cold, I have to heat up again, and it's a huge heating bill. And we don't get money from any other place but from our tenants. And more people spend, more they will pay. So keep that in mind. And never cover the radiators, because there is this, what do you call it, thermostat attached to the radiator, which will sniff the air in the room. If there is something just like this in front of it, the air close to the thermostat will be warmer. So it will not know how warm or cold it is in your room. So if it's blocked, it will think that, okay, now it's like very, very warm in your room, even if it's not. And then the radiator will not heat up. Simple. Recycling. In every location, there are various different containers for normal waste, and there's for bio waste, and there's cartons, plastic, glass. What else? Paper. Carton, yeah, metal. But it can be challenging, you know, inside the, but you can be creative. Sit down with your flatmates and how are we going to sort this out here? And then you take them outside. And one important thing is that when you have like your trash, you don't put it in the balcony, you don't put it on the hallway. In the hallway, it's dangerous if, in case there would be a fire or something. People would rush outside to the corridor. There shouldn't be any extra stuff on the corridors. And it would smell bad. And the people who go cleaning will go mad if they see that. And if you put it on the balcony, you can see that we have like forest and stuff like that around. There are like mice, and there might be even rats, squirrels and other things that live in this forest. They will come to your balcony. And if they find something they can eat there, they will go and peek, take a peek inside your flat, and they will see, okay, that's warm in there and there is more food. And soon you will have some extra tenants living there with you. So always take the trash out to the containers and close it properly. We have also in Goa's booking, we have this flea market, second-hand shop or something, if you want to buy or sell something or donate something. And we have also in Myllyjärvi and Ristomma, there is this kind of recycle hub, there, this kind of rooms where you can put stuff in there and you can take stuff out. I just visited those rooms on Tuesday. They were pretty messy, but let's hope people will keep them. It's the idea is that you put there some usable stuff and you take it also when you need it. But if you have something that goes to the trash, just put it to the trash. Don't put it there. Electronic waste, empty batteries, broken textiles. I think those shopping malls have places where you can put them. I think in Kortepohja, next to the shop, there is one recycling. And in Keljo, where there are this City Market and Prisma and Lidl, there is also this point where you can go and drop this stuff also.
And yes, and we also at Soihtu have this quite new recycling room. It used to be this old club room, but the tenants committee made this recycling room. And we also had the same problem at the turn of the year that it was quite messy. I think that the last exchange students maybe there was also good stuff, but it's quite easy maybe to dump everything there. But so that we can keep the room in good condition, we hope that you only bring like good stuff and good items there that could be useful for someone else and take the trashes where they belong. Last time I checked the recycling room, there was like dishes, some board games, small like coffee makers, things like these. So you maybe want to check that out if there's something you need. And remember when you are leaving that you can leave there something if you think next exchange students would appreciate.
Okay, few things to remind to have safer and cozy community so that everyone feels safe and it's nice and comfortable to live in these areas. Smoking inside or near the buildings is not allowed. If you smoke in the balconies or close to the buildings, there are these spots which take the air inside the apartments. So even if you are smoking outside, the smoke can go inside to your neighbor's apartment, which is not nice. The silence hours. We have degree students, exchange students, students with families living in same locations. So if you come from a party at 3 a.m. in the morning and turn the volume from your music systems up, there might be some other tenants who are not so happy about it. It's not so bad for us. We are sleeping in our own homes, like very comfortably. But your neighbors are the ones who you should consider and not to take the party into your apartment. And this recycle we were talking about, and keep the common areas tidy. If you leave there something, someone else will leave something, then there is a mess. But when everyone works as we have planned how the system should work, and we have done this together with the tenant committees, then we have a nice place, so it is more comfortable to live there. Cleaning, we don't have any cleaners who would come to clean the apartment. If you see one in your apartment, oops, there's going to be a bill for someone to pay. And in common, in shared apartments, it's a what is it, right word? You are jointly responsible for the shape of the common areas. So everyone should clean, or you should decide who is cleaning what and when. Home insurance, it's good to check your insurance that you have when you have traveled, if it covers, if something happens to your stuff. And cooking, what was there? Yeah, we have the cooker hood. It might be that it's something that you can just put on and off, but it also might be that it just works in certain hours. It's not working all the time in our block buildings. But it's good to check that if what kind of you have in your apartment. But common sense with all these issues take you a long way.
Okay, and then sending and receiving parcels and other mail. This is something we receive usually a lot of questions to our customer service, especially from the exchange students. Probably since your friends or family members are sending you something, and then tenants sometimes wonder how and when and where they can get their letters and other packages. And if you want to receive parcels, make sure that someone who is sending the parcel for you knows at that point your correct and exact apartment address, and also that the delivery company has your contact info, a phone number that they can contact you if needed. At Soihtu, we have had this issue that probably some students don't know where to order their parcels, and we receive them at the service point. And also, the restaurant at Rentukka received a lot of students' parcels. And of course, we cannot accept parcels for you. So just order them to your right address and make sure that the sender knows the correct address. And there is this, if you don't want to receive distributed ads, you can attach this e-mainoksia, means no advertisements, sticker to your mailbox or door. And in some, or I think in all Soihtu locations where you have a mailbox, we have already attached this sticker for you. So you don't have to do that. But if you want to receive ads, you can cover it tidy. And sometimes it's possible that you receive mails to your apartment that aren't yours, but they are for the previous tenant of the apartment. And it can be that the person who moved out has forgot to make this moving notice in time. And if you receive envelopes or mails that are for you, we ask you to write there that it's wrong address. And then you can take the letters to the nearest posti locker. It's these orange lockers. They are all around the city, usually located near the grocery stores. So you can just drop them there, and then they will go back to posti, and they will find out the right address and send the envelopes to the right person. Community and activities. So that you can take the most of it, your time here, we encourage you to take part of all community activities. Mostly events and activities are organized by the tenants' committees. Tenants' committees, they are a group of voluntary tenants living in one housing location they have meetings usually once a month, and where they decide on future activities. They have a budget from the landlord that, and they decide on how to use that. And they also wish always exchange students and other new students welcome to their meetings. If you have any ideas on events or anything you would like to organize, you can just go and join. And they, like I said, they have a budget, so if you have ideas, you don't have to do it yourself, but you can get help and some financial support from there. If you want to organize some like private events, we have common rooms available that you can book on the online reservation system. At Soihtu, all our common rooms are located at the Rentukka, the central building. I think at Koas, you probably have more spreaded common spaces, like in each buildings or.
Yes, they are in each location. There is some sort of common rooms. But they are not all something you should reserve. I think in Ristomaa, the tenant committee didn't want it to be that way. I'm not sure how that ended up, but there is also a common room, and it might be that it's just free for use for everyone all the time.
And here are listed the important links to receive more information about the communities and activities. And I already mentioned Rentukka. I'm not sure if tenants living at Soihtu have already had time to visit Rentukka yet, but I'm sure that you will get familiar with that. All our common rooms are there. There's the restaurant I already mentioned, gym you can use for free. studying areas with computers and without computers, where you can go with your own laptop. There is this workshop, you can do some handicrafts, and then there is bookable group workroom and club room. In the lobby of Rentukka, we also have this loan item machine. And in the machine, it reminds something like a parcel locker where you can pick up your packages, but there are just loanable items such as a vacuum cleaner, sewing machine, some tools, things that you need occasionally, but you don't maybe have to own them. But you can loan those items and you can use the automat with an app. And I think that these were the most important things of Soy. Do you have anything else?
Yes, and in Coas we have each location there is a tenant committee, and they have purchased also some kind of items that you can use and loan. For example, I know that in Ristoma they have a lot of games there, for example, and in Myllyjärvi I think there are also like vacuum cleaners and stuff like that. You might think, what is here this Coas Asuva? Since we have plenty of different tenant committees, they have also this head organization, which is Coas Asuva. And there might be that they will also arrange events for all Coas residents. So this Instagram page is also something to follow. So for example, they might have like trip to IKEA in Tampere, they might have some national park visits or something like that. So it's good to keep eye on them if they have something interesting.
Okay, and then about ending or changing the tenancy agreement. Well, for exchange students, this is quite simple and easy. You have fixed term tenancy agreements for a valid period, probably from the 1st of January to the last day of May for all of you. And this agreement is binding, and it's not possible to change after the agreement has been signed. So some of you maybe leave home earlier than the last day of May, but you still need to pay the rent for the last month also. So it's not possible to change the ending date. And you can just leave when you want. You don't have to inform us separately. We will know when you return the keys, and you don't have to give us any notice or anything. And if you have a tenancy agreement without an ending date, you need to inform us one calendar month before. You need to give us the notice of ending the tenancy agreement. And the one calendar month, this is sometimes confusing. So it means that you need to inform us at latest on the last day of the previous month. So for example, if you want to move out by the last day of May, you need to give the notice by the last day of April. If you give the notice on the 1st of May, then the tenancy agreement will end on the last day of June, and so on. So if you don't have an ending date on your tenancy agreement, make sure that you give the notice of moving out in time. But like I said, tenancy agreements for the exchange students are binding, and you can't change the ending date.
There is one thing, if you live in Coas and you are leaving before your contract is ending and you didn't receive yet the message with the PIN code to return your key, then you should contact us, because we have to then make you the PIN code. For the return, because all the keys will go through the key boxes. So we have to have your key there for the next tenant. But it's just a simple email. So if you are leaving earlier, send us a message. We will fix it for you, and that's it.
Yes, I think we have hear more about these practical things when moving out. And about recycling, we already talked, since when a large amount of people are moving out at the same time. Usually we can see piles of trashes and things that are left behind on the corridors and other common spaces. But like said, please prepare in time so that you will have time to recycle the things you don't need and clean the apartment properly. And For Soihtu, you need to return the keys to the mailbox of the housing service point by the last day of your tenancy agreement. No, the last day of that follows. The next working day that follows from the... Please help me.
simple way to say the first working day of the next month.
Next month, yes. So I think it's... you have the lease until the
30. End of May, so it's the 1st of June.
Yes, if that's a working day. I'm not sure if it is, but...
I don't know.
Well, in any case, this doesn't concern you yet so much, but you will receive an info letter about these practical things, and we will remind these before you move out. So just be careful and read the instructions before moving out, and also return the keys to the proper place. At Soihtu, it's the same mailbox where everyone returns, and at Koas, you will receive information by email.
Yes, and before you go, we will send you a newsletter, which you probably also got before you moved in. Hopefully you read it. There's a lot of information. And also we will send this kind of newsletters to our customers during your time here. So please check that you get them, and it's good to read them through. We will try to make this process as smooth as possible. So we hope everything goes smoothly.
Hey, that was our official part here. Here are listed all the important email addresses where to contact. We have these general customer service addresses, and then concerning rent and other payments. Vuokrat is rent in Finnish, and then the maintenance company contact details, maintenance requests, if there's something wrong with the apartment.
One thing about the rent payment, in case it would happen that you have a temporary problem with the rent payment and you know that you are receiving money maybe a little later and you can't pay it by the 6th, send us a message before the 6th. As soon as you know that, okay, I'm not going to be able to pay the rent by the 6th, we will know if you didn't. And that will go forward to the collection company. But in case you inform us beforehand, we can get it on hold so that you will not get any extra fees. So if you know that you have some problem with the rent payment, contact us before the rent payment day. Then we can help you out. Later, when it's on the collection company, not much we can do, and there will be extra expenses.
Good point, yeah.
I think that's it. Do you have any questions? There. Oh, that's a nice one.
Okay. For COAS specifically, and for the rent, you can, because they send an as email, as you said before, for their increase. But I don't know if it's changed right away of day, you will send us another email. If the bill is changed or something like that?
The increase is, COAS is always from January. So did you just move in?
Yes.
Okay. So if you are going to stay only till the end of May, mm-hmm. there will be no increase.
Okay. And what about how can you check if the payment of the rent is have gone through?
The time that you will spend here, it's not going to be possible. We will have the system changed only maybe in October. So you will always, when you make the payment, keep your receipt. Okay. So in case you get a letter or message that your rent has not been paid, you can contact wherever they say that you should contact and add there the receipt.
Okay.
So it's easier to sort it out then. Yes.
Yeah, thank you for a good presentation, but I still have a question. I live in Soihtu, and I didn't really understand much how the Wi-Fi works, because we didn't have any information about the name of the Wi-Fi and the password. And We think that we found a router inside our apartment, but we are not sure what it is. And the other people who are living in our building, in these, okay. They maybe don't have the Wi-Fi router, and I didn't really understand what steps should we take to get the Wi-Fi.
Did you mean that you need the password for the Wi-Fi, that it wasn't in the apartment?
Yes, and do we need, for example, to call somebody to, I don't know, to turn on the Wi-Fi?
No, you don't have to do anything, and the password should be found in the apartment, but apparently it's not there. I can give you the password after this. I remember that.
Okay, and is password different for any other apartment, for example, on the floor?
No, it's the same for all apartments.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? No. Okay, great. I promise that we are in time, so we are. I think then you just have the break for lunch. But before that, Anja and we will like to hope that wish for you very nice time here, and hope we will enjoy this. And it seems that we will have like real winter here, so take everything you can from it. But don't froze yourself. Thank you.
All right, few small notes before you leave. So next we will have the lunch break for 1 hour and 10 minutes. We will continue here at 1. As Villa said, in the morning, there is only two student restaurants open right now. And since the other is in Kortepohja, you don't have time to go there. So we recommend that you go to the library building. There is the student restaurant open. We have informed them that we will be eating there today. So there will be plenty of food for all of you. And yeah, if you need any help, please ask your tutor to help you there. And what else? We found a one bus card in the lobby. So a one Jyväskylä bus card. It is at
vahtimestari.
Oh, the janitor has it in the lobby. So if you have lost your bus card, you can go to check it with the janitor. Okay, so at 1, back here. Thank you.